So what I wanted to do tonight to begin was to share with you this kind of thing I've been working up, and I wanted to share it with the various communities. Because one of the things that's happened as our community has grown over the years is the people who have been around for 10 or 15 years have kind of have a sense of how our practice works. But I think for a lot of people who just enter the community and come to meditation or something, it's not so clear. And also because we are a community that takes in a very open way from the various streams of Dharma that are within all the various traditions of Buddhism. That's very much, even though Thich Nhat Hanh himself comes out of the Vietnamese Zen Buddhist tradition, he teaches openness, and that our practice needs to be nurtured from all the wisdom of our tradition. So what I want to share tonight is something I've been working on, which is kind of a guide to our practice in our community. And again, this is a work in progress called Healing, Transformation, Awakening, a Guide to the Florida Community Mindfulness Practice and Study. And let me just read the introductory paragraph. And then again, I'm interested when we're done in any questions you may have. It says, as a practice community, our practice of the Buddha's Dharma has grown over the past decade. Through the intersection interplay of traditional teachings and meditation practices of our 2,600-year-old Buddhist lineages, with the needs, aspirations, and aptitudes of our members and non-members, a natural unfolding of Dharma practice has evolved. As our membership has grown and many newer members have not been part of this unfolding, the following distillation of our practices was created to enhance our understanding of our collective journey. It can also be used by already experienced practitioners to gauge their own level of aspiration, practice needs, and competency of accomplishment. And basically, the way it's set out are three different levels of practice. And the first level, or the first path, is called the path or the circle of mindful living. And under that it says cleaning the bowl. Cleaning the bowl refers to a very traditional description of students. In other words, there are various kinds of students who come looking for teaching. But there are problems with how we approach this. So the analogy is the bowl, right? So the analogy is bowl and milk. Pure milk to go in the bowl. The pure milk, of course, is the pure milk of the teachings. And the bowl is the mind of the student. Now the problem is there are problems with bowls, okay? For example, some bowls, may be a good bowl, but it may be upside down. So the teachings, the pure milk of the teachings, may be poured, but they will not go in the bowl. They will just roll down the side and go into the ground, all right? And that basically refers to somebody who's just totally not open, right? So why offer them milk? Because they're not open, because nothing will go in. So this is someone with a totally closed mind. All right? Now there are other students that are bowls. In this case, the bowl is upright. But it's a dirty bowl. It's not a clean bowl. So even though you pour in the milk, it does not stay pure in the bowl. It becomes dirty. It takes on the characteristics of the dirt that's in the bowl. And what this refers to is that many of us as students, we come to the teachings with so many of our own ideas and notions and how things should be and ought to be, and our own interpretations and our own issues and our own projections. You know what I'm talking about? All that stuff. And so our capacity to really take in what is being given to us is sorely contaminated by we are always mixing it with our own wrong notions. Is that clear? And so that's considered a dirty bowl. Okay. Now then there's another kind of bowl. Now this bowl may be a clean bowl, except there's a problem with this bowl. This bowl has holes in it. Okay. So this refers to the type of student shows up, teach me. Milk is poured in, but nothing sticks. It all leaks out, right? And this is the kind of a mind of someone who is exposed to the teachings and wants to, but yet never really, really never chews over, never really takes it in, never really reflects on it, never really practices. So it all leaks out. And that's why you can have practitioners who practice for a long time, right? And have had much milk poured into their bowl, and yet, still the bowl is empty. And it's again, it's not that in this case, it's not because their aspiration is not pure, but it's they don't really hold it, the teachings. So obviously, what? We, all of us, want to be pure, good, clean receptacles, have nice, clean bowls, right? So when the teachings are poured in, they're not contaminated. And so the first level of practice, this level of mindful living, I'm calling cleaning the bowl, okay? So before the deeper teachings are poured in, we need to spend time cleaning the bowl. And what I've written here is, before transformation can occur, we need to stabilize our mind, ground ourselves in everyday reality, and heal the psycho-emotional wounds that we've carried for years. We need to learn how to lead a mindful life of well-being and create relationships grounded in goodness and honesty. The key words here are groundedness, emotional stability, and greater clarity and ease in daily life. So at this level of practice, and I think many of you here are familiar with the teachings of mindfulness, of living in the present moment, especially the teachings being presented by Thich Nhat Hanh and his community, the emphasis here is on learning to come into reality, get out of our heads, get out of our projections, stop living in the past, stop living in the future, stop just living through our own neuroses, and start seeing that there is a wonderful present right here, right? And that you know, it's through the cultivation of everyday mindfulness and all the various practices and teachings that have been developed by Thich Nhat Hanh's community, as well as other communities in terms of how to lead a mindful life. And it's also characterized by what we call engaged Buddhism, which means it's not a practice that is ritual-based. It's not a practice that is temple-based. It is a practice that is grounded in daily life, right? Life, which means what? It means our home life, our relationships, our work life, you know, how we shop, how we eat, how we brush our teeth, how we relate to one another. You know, this is where we're trying to get it together. Okay. And then it also implies that many of us may be coming into practice and into a desire for a deeper type of transformation, and yet many of us do carry these kinds of psycho-emotional wounds from the past that again may really make it difficult for us to stabilize our mind because there is still these parts of ourselves that are wounded, and many of us have carried these wounds 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and still they fester, right? And so at this level, we want to attend to our emotional life, to the life of our inwardness, and to make sure that there aren't places that are still hurting, that have never been cared for, and again. And then there are all kinds of various practices that we can be participating in, activities that people, and I have a long list of practices, and also have a long list of readings, specific kinds of books or things that would help people who are practicing at this level, as well as, again, lots of, you know, 8 or 10 different kinds of practices that we offer in our community to help people develop at this level. So this is the first level, which is called cleaning the bowl, the circle of mindful living. Right? And it's been my own experience of being at this for a number of years and working with many people and observing for many people that it is worthwhile to spend time creating a solid foundation in mindful living, emotional stability, healing, self-healing. If one has a desire to go deeper into the teachings, there's a solidity there to support that kind of work. Any questions about this first level?
Question.
Yes.
Is this going to be like a handbook that you give out to new members?
Yeah. It'll be something we give to new members and put on a website. Again, it is an opportunity. You know, nowadays. I'm sure there's plenty of people here, you know, who access things through the web. And so it would be on our website, so if people, you know, as they're shopping around and looking at this one and that one, you know, have a sense of what the practice is in this community. As well as I said, for people already involved in the community, give a sense of kind of where they're at, so we know where to do our work. So the second level, which I call the Buddha Dharma Circle, the circle of, we could say, the Buddhist teachings, or the second circle, is now, following our earlier metaphor, is now we're pouring in the milk, right? The first one, we've cleaned the bowl up, and now we're pouring in the milk. And at this level, let me just read. This is all just a work in progress. Less tossed about by emotional afflictions, more grounded and sure-footed in daily life, and more stable in relationships, we now have a good foundation for embarking upon the path of transformation and awakening. Okay? And so at this level, as opposed to the first level, where we're just trying to create a more grounded, mindful, present, reality-based life for ourselves, now we're many people may be satisfied, at this first level. I mean, for many of us, just creating that kind of grounded, stable, present, emotionally meaningful kind of life is a wonderful step, right? But for those people, we might say, who also have a kind of deeper spiritual aspiration, they may want to go further. And in this sense, we're talking about beginning to consider for oneself leading a more altruistic life. Right? Because at the first level, we're really primarily talking about getting my act together. Right? At the second level, now I'm kind of able to reach out and consider how do I want to live this life in relationship to others. You know, purpose, meaning of life. And as I said here, considering that maybe life, a more meaningful life, is a life of altruism, a life of compassion, a life of service, a life of real transformation, and coming out of a life of just egocentricity. Right. A self life, which again, at the level of mindful living, it can be very self indulgent life. So at this level, we are beginning to understand or think about, the meaning of a spiritual path, of a transformative path in life, as something that we as individuals may want to begin to walk. Okay, and then I just list a whole kind of series of traditional teachings. But applied in a updated way, that come from the Buddhist traditions, and I won't go into them now. such as the Flow of Mind Turnings, the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, Three Marks of Existence, the Four Immeasurables, the Bodhisattva Way, the Six Paramitas. Those who've been around a while have heard these kind of words, here's these teachings. People on the Half Days of Mindfulness have been teaching the Eightfold Path. So again, now we are in our readings, in our teachings, and once again, there's a whole list of a dozen different practices. And so now again, one is developing a more meaningful daily practice of meditation and study. One is going deeper into meditative practice in terms of calm abiding, learning how to really stop the mind. One is doing practices relating to cultivating compassion and loving kindness. One is more attentive to really training the mind, not only in mindfulness, but really how to use the mind in certain ways. One is probably getting more involved with the practice community and taking part in the practices of our community, which have to do with days of mindfulness, weekly meditation, retreats. So we do these intensive periods going on silent retreats. And now there may be a greater need for a personal relationship with a mentor or teacher. You know, we feel a need for a guide, right? Somebody to work with us who is more experienced in the path to help us and guide us. And again, there are a whole series of teachings. So this obviously is a more expansive orientation toward spiritual life. And then the third level, and I use the Sanskrit word of shunyata, which reveals to emptiness. And now we're talking about the deeper Buddhist teachings of emptiness, of non-self. And I call this is the circle, the path of drinking deeply. You know, cleaning the bowl, pouring the pure milk into the bowl, and now drinking deeply. So we're nourished. And what I wrote here was, with a firm foundation of daily practice, pure aspiration, and mental emotional stability and clarity, we are now ready to look more deeply into life and personal experience in order to awaken to the reality of non-self and emptiness. Now the exploration of the teachings is experiential, immediate, and aims for a breakthrough or a breaking out of our conditioning into a radically new, unfettered view of life and reality. So this is, again, for those who really want to who want to pursue a path to awakening, toward enlightenment, and really become to be convinced that another way of living is possible, and that one doesn't always have to live the way one has been conditioned to live. One doesn't have to see things the way one has always been conditioned to see things. And again, there is a much wiser, freer, intelligent, insightful way to live. And now we're really getting into the heart of the meditative tradition, the Zen tradition. In Tibetan Buddhism is called the Dzogchen, or the teachings of great perfection. And now the meditations is really much more in cultivating insight, looking more deeply into our own minds, our own experience. The practices are investigating the mind, self-inquiry, relaxed awareness, space gazing, and now one is working more closely with a teacher, attending longer retreats, solitary retreats. And so this is the kind of the third level of practice. So anyhow, this is a little schema. It's a work in progress. I don't know but if you found this helpful or interesting, but it gives a sense of what the practice is about, because also these days, I think for people who have not entered the practice in a traditional way, you know, with a teacher and a tradition, it's very easy to get confused right? I think, again, there may be people here who on Sunday come here, and on Tuesday go there, and on Thursday go there, and this one's telling you to do it this way, and this one's telling you to do it that way, and this one's saying this is the practice, and this one's saying, no, this is the practice, and this is the right, you know what I mean? It's very easy to be confused. And also because, one can pick up any book, and all the books are different, and one can be overwhelmed. With practices and teachings, and everybody's telling you they get the right way, and so it's important, I think, for each of us to have a clear sense of what our path of healing and transformation is about. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to develop something like this, so at least people within our community can kind of see what it's about. And how one step leads to another, and that one step builds upon another. And again, it's based on traditional teachings, but it's cultivated in a way that takes into account, our life as Americans and our culture and what we're dealing with and how to work skillfully with all that. So, is there anything that's not clear or? Any questions or comments?